Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Let me first congratulate the Mideast Freedom Forum of Berlin for this initiative. I think it is very commendable. And secondly, let me tell you how proud I was as a European to hear Angela Merkel addressing the Knesset some weeks ago with very, very good and precise words on solidarity with Israel. Of course, she is the German chancellor, but, well, she just won the Charles Main Prize and for European services, and I think that she fully deserved it. She is a fully committed European, and she made me feel also, as a European, very proud, although I'm not German. But I would also like to say that it's not only, it's not enough to go to the Knesset and speak the way she did. It's also necessary when Mrs. Merkel came back to Germany to ensure that it's not business as usual. And as Matthias Kunzel made the point right now, it has been business as usual. Let me just quote an example. This, I have here a presentation that was made a couple of months ago by Emmanuel Ottolenghi from the Transatlantic Institute. A very good presentation on a lot of companies, a lot of not only Germans, but let me just show to you, well, of course you will not be able to see it, but this is a huge excavating device that is being assembled in Iran from the Verse company for a project that is supposed to be a project for water supply, for building dams, and things, and so forth. Well, but then we have the next picture, and the next picture shows this this tunnel that is being made by this machinery, and quite on the top of the tunnel, we can see the Iranian Revolutionary Guards Corps symbols, and this is the very important point, because this company is indistinguishable from those who used the same technology, the same machines to hide the core of the nuclear program of Iran in Iranian mountains. And actually, this company, Verse, has been training what are revolutionary guards here in Germany. The last time it happened, according to the sources I have from the Iranian resistance, was on April the 10th. There was ERA Corporation, which is one of the branches of the IRGC, that sent here a team of personnel here to Germany to be exactly to learn on the techniques of excavation machinery. And the problem is that you really cannot divide what is a development project from what is a nuclear project that has been very well described up to now. This is the problem. And in Europe, we cannot go on with this double speak. On one hand, we say, oh, yes, we do not want Iran to make to keep its promise and to make a second Holocaust. On the other hand, well, it's business. There is gas. There is so many things. So, it's really a different thing. We have to stop this type of approach. We must be coherent, and we cannot sustain this type of attitudes. My intention was before. Besides making this point that was brilliantly made by others, mainly Matthias Kunzel, to give you a word on the nature of the Islamic fundamentalism that is behind the Iranian regime. It has been pointed out here by other of our colleagues what is its peculiarities. I think that we can distinguish at least five different approaches to Islamic fundamentalism in Europe, in history. The most important one, in my opinion, is the one that distinguishes clearly the Islamic Revolution of Iran from all the others. And why is it? Because, well, number one, this principle that was referred here, the velayat ifatik, that is the rule of the jurisprudent. This is a novelty. You never had it before. This was created, as was said before, in the context of the Najaf school. It is shared to different degrees by several Islamic scholars in Iraq, but this was a complete novelty. This transformed completely the relation between a religion and power. Well, secondly, and not less important, the religious suicidal mass terrorism. This is a creation of the Iranian Revolution. You should have no doubt about this. The historical documents, the historical discussions are clear on this point. Before the Islamic Revolution of Iran, the consensus on the Islamic scholars, be it Shiite or Sunni, was that suicidal terrorism, or suicide to start with, was against Islam. Actually, it is one of the things that is clearly stated in the Quran, that it's something that you should not do. And this, it was the Islamic Revolution in Iran that changed these things. This was, for instance, Al-Qaeda is only a byproduct of this ideology. It's not at all the core of it. Well, thirdly, the aim, the precise aim of the Iranian leaders is, as it was said, you know, a couple of months ago by President Ahmadinejad, perhaps something that was more important than this wiping out of Israel, because the wiping of Israel was said by Khomeini himself in the beginning. It is in the Tehran airport. If you get there, it's both in Arabic and in Farsi. It's written there under his photograph. Ahmadinejad just remembered what was the old saying of Khomeini. But what he really said in February in a very important speech was that the main task of the Islamic Republic of Iran was to get the Islamic Revolution to the whole of the mankind. And he means that. He means exactly what he's saying, because Ahmadinejad is not the main is not the main person of power in Iran. We all know that. This is Khomeini, the religious authority. But Ahmadinejad, exactly because he did not have this clerical school of misleading with his words, is very blunt. And so he means exactly what he said. And so we have to understand why is he threatening Israel. He wants to use Israel as the motive to take hold of all of the Middle East as a starting point. I mean, he would not stop there. And to all of those who think this is really impossible, he will never make it, well, I think that we should think twice. And we should not put his ideas and this regime as a secondary threat to the whole of us. So what I think is that we really need economic sanctions, because as it was said by several other people, the Western technology makes a big difference. I mean, there is no, for instance, Germany. I mean, engineering in Germany. There is not in China, not in Russia, not in India, nothing that matches what is done here in Germany. Well, secondly, we have to support the Iranian people. The Iranian freedom is absolutely indistinguishable from supporting Israel, in my opinion. The two of them go absolutely together. Here, I have to say, it has been a nonsense to classify as a terrorist organization the main opposition organization in Iran. There is no basis to do such a thing. The court said so in Europe. The court said so in the United Kingdom. Every court will say so whenever the case will come. Well, thirdly, we have to make the containment of Iran starting with Iraq, of course, but not only in Iraq. And these three have to come together, and if we do it, I think we can stop them. But we have to pass from words to deeds, and this is the challenge we have in front of us. Thank you.